to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
With every spiritual blessing in Christ,
在基督耶稣里。
Verse 4 he says,
第四节神说
again,、I think she has, read, she has not read the whole thing. Who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ?
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。他在这说了，拣选了我们，在创立世界以前。
To be able to choose you, to draw you to him, is called the eternal gospel.
拣选了你们的这个通道，把你拉到他身边的这个通道，就是永远的福音，被称之为永远的福音。
The vehicle that the Lord uses to deliver salvation to you is called the gospel of God, the gospel of the Lord.
把这个救赎传递给你们的工具，就是被称之为永远的福音。
The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣基督的福音。
And he's saying that for that matter, he designed it even before the creation of the world.
就是为此他在创立世界以前设立了这个事情。
But the reason he calls it the eternal gospel is that before the creation of the world, he had already designed and completed the whole works of the gospel of Jesus before time was created. That's why it's called the eternal gospel. Why? Because it began from eternity.
他把称之为永远福音的理由，就是创立世界以前已经设计了，已经做好了，已经制作好了所有的一切，这永远的福音已经都完成了，通过耶稣基督而拯救人类的这永远的福音，所以把它称之为永远的福音。
He designed the gospel that would bring you deliverance. In other words, the sacrifice of the Christ, even before time was created.
就是通过耶稣基督拯救你的这个福音，他设计起来，这个把永远的福音设计起来，就是
He designed it even before creation of time, before the world was created, before creation.
创造世界以前，创造时间以前，就是创造之前已经做好了，通过耶稣基督的牺牲而拯救的这个永远的福音。因此，把整个永远福音的设计也都已经拣选了你，在创立世界以前，让你们成为圣洁，并且无有瑕疵，并且有公义，并且分别开来的，为了属于他的国度。
God Almighty was not surprised that you fell.
神全能者当你堕落的时候，并没有惊讶。
That is not the way the Lord operates. Yahweh, my friend, operates.
这就是我的朋友亚威神他运转的方式。
He was not surprised. Wow, what an accident! What will I do now? I need to go back to the drawing board. No.
他绝不会被惊讶，这是他的、那现在怎么办呢？这个是怎么会这么发生呢？他绝对不会被惊讶。
Now man has fallen. What? Let me go back to the drawing board and sit down and crack my head again and see if I can design something else.
这是怎么样的事故啊？人类堕落了，那我从头再回去，我再设计一下另一个东西。不是的，他不会被任何事情而惊讶，因为
That's why you see that he did not get rid of mankind at the fall in the garden.
这一来伊甸园堕落了，他并没有把人完全的解除掉，完全的除灭掉。
Because he could have said, this thing has not worked.Let me crush them the way he did in the days of Noah and start afresh, create a new man.
他就并没有做到这个，那这个东西坏了，就完全的这个除灭掉，然后重新创造一下。那挪亚的日子毁灭了整个人类，就这样，不是的，他没有这么做。神是不会被惊讶的。
The end from the beginning.
他从开头到结束都已经看好了。
They see with the eyes of the Lord.
这同样的方式来我发表预言，因为我看就是用神的眼光来看的，看的。当我在安哥拉的时候，我记得。
Sitting there in the stadium with a sackcloth on repentance, the leaders were repenting.
匹马坐在那悔改，跟安哥拉的领导在一直在那悔改的时候，我已经看过我自己已经完全就成功的完成了莫桑比克的事工，然后回来的样子。神绝对不会被任何事情惊讶。
That the gospel that would choose you for him and deliver you from sin and make you holy and blameless was already designed before the creation of time. Hallelujah!
因此神拣选了你，并且就是让你在基督耶稣里得救，让你成为圣洁无有瑕疵的这永远的福音呢，他在创立世界以前已经设计好，已经制作好的。
That's why it's called the eternal gospel, the everlasting gospel.
这是为什么把它称之为永远的福音，永恒的福音。
Katika umilele, kabla kuumba sa, it was designed and it was well fitted and perfect, made perfect before even time was created. That's why it was created in the eternity of eternities. That's why it's called the eternal gospel.
Hallelujah. 创造时间之前已经非常好的设计好，非常好的已经制定好了，已经制作完了。这是为什么在永远
It was already designed, and the Lord tested it and saw that this sacrifice of the Messiah without defect is sufficient to deliver them. I can see that when I create them, they are going to fall.
这就是为什么他通过耶稣基督没有瑕疵，没有任何玷污的耶稣基督的宝血来，耶稣基督的牺牲来，要拯救人类的所有的计划。这就是为什么人类堕落的时候，神并没有被惊讶。
Christ Jesus was already preordained to be the perfect sacrifice that would deliver mankind before the creation of the world.
创造世界之前，神已经拣选了。多么强大的福音！耶稣基督已经收到了，提前收到了这个命令，通过他彻底的、完全的牺牲来拯救整个堕落的人类。这个永远的福音呢，已经在创造时间之前已经被设立好的。彼得前书第一章
1 Peter chapter 1 read with me from 17
17节
up to verse 20
到二十节。
Why does the Lord call it the eternal gospel? The everlasting gospel. And is it the same gospel you have received? Yes, indeed.
接受的是同样的福音吗？是的，确实是这样的。
Before we go into non-stop celebration,
我们去这持续不断的、没有间断的庆祝节目，进入这个庆祝节目之前。
And I'll be coming to you every night.
并且我要天天出现在你们面前的。
Every day we have evening service because you can see we have such a huge backlog.
我们天天都有晚上的礼拜，因为我们现在要弥补的内容太多了。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 17 it says.
彼得前书第一章的十七节神说。
Since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially.
你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主。
As foreigners here in reverent fear.
这个按个人行为选派人的主为父，就当从敬畏的心度你们在世。
Strangers.
度你们在世寄居的日子，度你们在世寄居的日子，作为一个过客，就经过的人，作为一个朝圣者来生活。
Don't live as though you are settled or settling here.
不要作为一个定居的人，就是住在地上的人而生活。
Who judges each person's work impartially?
你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父。这里头有很多的内容，如果我有时间，我要跟你们打开。
Even the fact that he allowed you, he allowed us to call him our father, meaning an adoption.
在这儿我们把他称为我们的父，就是收养你了，在这儿出现的是收养你的这个事情。
It's a privilege, it's not a right. So salvation is not something when you ask somebody, say, well, I'll think about it. No, it's a privilege to belong to the glorious family of God Yahweh.
在这儿我们可以知道把你收养成他的儿子就是救赎，那是特权，不是一个那好吧我就再考虑一下吧，不可能这么对待。
And it says,
你属于神家人的一个成员，这是个 特权，不是你的权利。
Meaning it will not matter whether you are a billionaire or you are just a maid and servant in someone's house.
神是不偏待人的，这就是说明你要么你是百万富翁，或者你是在人家里的一个
奴仆仆
人，都不成问题。
A simple garden worker, a garden boy in someone's home.
要么你是一个神经脑神经科的什么专家的一个教授，或者要么你是一个人家看好人家公园的一个
of the neurons of the brain, a brain surgeon, it will not matter.
都不成问题了，这样的事情都不成问题。
Whether you are a cardiologist or a banker or a lawyer.
要么你是律师，要么你是银行的银行工作的，或者你在人家的书店里头卖书，或者你是园丁，或者你是被人家雇佣的，在那
里 matter, says,
这些都不成问题。
But God is impartial. These ranks and the pedigrees.And these arrangements of classifications that you see on the earth, they don't matter to him.
对神是不偏待人的，在地上的那些社会阶层、社会地位、社会的那种经历都不成问题。
He will judge impartially. What matters is if you have been adopted into his family and you show holiness and reverence to him.
关键的问题就是你已经被神收养成为他家人的一个成员了，你必须要在圣洁和无瑕疵当中被他发现，这才是重要的。十八节神说
Do you know that it is not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you are redeemed?
知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
他说
地上所有的一切财物，地上所有的一切钱财不可能拯救一个人的灵魂。
He's saying that nobody can be redeemed by the entire amount of dollars in the Federal Reserve Bank in New York.
美国纽约联邦总银行的所有的一切美元都不可能拯救一个人的灵魂。
Not at all.
绝对不是的。
He's saying no amount of treasure of the earth can purchase your soul.
地上再多的一个财物，地上再多的金钱都不可能赎买你的一个灵魂，不管是金银。
It says, not by those things were you redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you by your ancestors.
知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为。
But with the precious blood of the precious Lamb of GodCalled Christ.
不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
耶稣基督宝贵的这个血，就是神的羔羊，无瑕疵、无玷污的血。
That brings the eternal gospel. By the
eternal gospel,
the perfect sacrifice of the Messiah.
弥赛亚完全的牺牲，弥赛亚完全的这个献祭，来带过来这永远福音的。
Then he says he was chosen before creation of the world. Hallelujah! That the gospel was prepared before the creation of time.
基督在创世以前是预先神预先被神知道的，换言之基督
was designed and created with his perfect sacrifice in the realm of eternity. Hallelujah!
通过 他的牺牲而被造的，这永远的福音是在永恒的永远的领域里头被造的，就是创世以前预先选来已经设计好做好制作好的，这是为什么称把它称之为永远的福音，永恒的福音。
Because it came from eternity before the creation of time.
因为这是创造时间之前从永远而来的。
In other words, Jesus, the perfect sacrifice that brings that gospel, was preordained, preordained before the creation of time.
换言之，耶稣基督通过这完全的牺牲而带过来的呢，就是他在永远的时候，就是创造时间之前收到这个命令的。他呢，在这个永恒的领域里头收到这个命令。基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，被在这末世才为你们显现，非常的强大。他说
：“Now when the time for you to enter eternity is near.” Then it finally revealed.
现在就到了这个时间。
When man is created, then finally what God did in the realm of eternity is now revealed in the physical realm. Hallelujah.
你进入神的国度的时间临近了，这个幕后时间临近了，现在人都被造了，然后人的时间就来到了。这样以来呢，永恒里头神来已经安排好的、制定好的、设计好的事情，现在给你们显现。
He's saying,
他说
that is why it's called the eternal gospel.
这就是为什么把它称之为永远的福音。
Because not only was it designed in the realm of eternity,
因为不仅仅是在永恒的领域里头，永远的领域里头被造。
But also it brings eternity, leads people into the eternity of love and peace and joy and celebration in the kingdom of heaven.
这不仅是从永恒的领域里头被造，并且带给你们带给人类这永远，换言之把你们带到永恒的国度，神的爱、神的平安、神的喜乐、神的庆祝的国度。我们进入庆祝今晚庆祝之前再读一下一段经文，25-34马太。
Simply helping you to understand whyIs God calling it the eternal gospel, the everlasting gospel?
为什么把神把它称之为永远的福音、永恒的福音？简单的就让你们理解这一点。
Why is he sending me with a new pulpit and telling me, God tell them to put back the everlasting gospel that I put there?
主为什么赐给我了那永这个木材做的讲台，然后要求我了把永远的福音放在这个讲台上？
And you see very clearly that that gospel comes from God, so you cannot manipulate it and change it around for eating what, for making it for the stomach. No.
因此这个福音，这永远的福音是从神而来的，你绝对不可能把它改变成什么喂你肚子的、喂你豆腐的福音等等，不可能更改，这是从神而来的。
He's saying that that gospel is so precious, it is designed in the realm of eternity.
这福音是太宝贵了，太珍贵了，这是从永恒的，在永恒的领域里头被设计、被制定好的、制作的，这应该要从神的讲台那传出去的。Matthew 25:34 神说
Matthew 25:34
神说
Then the king will say to those on his right,
于是王要向那右边的说
Come you who are blessed by my father,
你们这蒙我父赐福的
Take your inheritance,
可来承受那
The kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world,
创世以来为你们所预备的国。
In other words, the kingdom prepared for you before creation, that gospel would help fallen manTo access the realm of eternity.
换言之，创世以前已经准备好的这个永恒的国度，要赐给你们，神已经准备好了。
And that's why.
这就是为什么。
He says in Romans 8:29-30, as I finish now.
罗马8:29-30。
He says, for those God foreknew. Hallelujah!
因为他预先所知道的人 Hallelujah!
Meaning before the creation of time, foreknew. He knew before the creation of the world.
创造时间创造世界之前他已经知道了这些人
Wanting that they be delivered to enter glorification is in his kingdom.
愿你这些人变荣耀然后呢达到神荣耀的国度他预先所知道的人
He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son
就预先定下效法他儿子的模样
That he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子
And those he predetermined their destination. He predestined.
预先所定下的人。
And those he predetermined their destination.
预先已经定下来了这些人结局的。
Before creation of time, in other words.
就是创造时间之前已经定下来的。
Predetermined their destination.
这就是为什么预先定下来了这些人的结局这个意思英文的圣经里头的描述就是预先已经定下来了他们结局的这些人又召他们来所招来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀因此主在这说什么呢蒙福的人们主在说自从开头以来就是创世之前已经拣选了基督让他成为世界的救主就是所有一切被造物的救主他已经早就知道了人类的堕落
That's why he already preordained Christ as the perfect sacrifice that would be fit would be perfect in delivering fallen man
这样一来呢他事前就是永恒的时间里头 永远里头已经定下来了耶稣基督做一个完全的牺牲祭物来应付堕落人类的罪驾
That was designed at the time of preordaining Christ as the Savior is called the eternal gospel of God
因此创世之前创造时间之前在永恒里头定下来耶稣基督作为牺牲来拯救的把他称之为永远的福音就是创造之前这是为什么把他称之为神永远的福音当现在神造了人造了整个被造物被造世界
Genesis 1:31 it says and everything was perfect and everything was good meaning holy
这样一来创世纪一章的三十一节神说了所有的一切甚好意味着所有的一切非常的圣洁
and then
然后呢
came the fall of Adam
亚当的堕落发生了当亚当和夏娃堕落的时候
the Lord revealed to them He announced to them that eternal gospel that he had prepared earlier.
主现在给他们显现了永远的福音，就是创造时间之前已经制定好的。创世纪三章的第七节开始，九节。
God now coming to announce to his fallen children that don't worry, there is plan B, there is the eternal gospel.
神现在来到那些堕落的自己的子女人，跟他们说不用担心，这有第二个计划。Plan B， 他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体。便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子第八节神说
He says, then the man let the people doing this be faster then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day this is the gospel
天起了凉风耶和华神在园中行走那人和他妻子听见神的声音这就是福音
God Almighty now walking towards His fallen children.
神全能者现在向那些自己堕落的孩子，向他们走过来，这才是永远的福音。创造之前，他预备好的。
God now extending the arm of grace. The God
神现在伸出来这
before creation.
神现在伸出来这恩典的膀，恩典的手臂，恩典的膀臂，就创造之前已经预备好的永远的福音。
Yahweh, my friend, walking towards them, qua, 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 walking towards them. Hallelujah.
这样一来，这个声音，我的朋友耶和华亚威
revealing the eternal gospel.
向他们，向犯罪的人类走过来的声音，跨跨跨的脚步声音，现在显现着永远的福音。
跨跨 walking footprints, walking towards them,
走向他们的，走向他们堕落的人类，这样一来给他们介绍着永远的福音，带给他们这永远的福音。
Advancing deliverance to them prepared before creation.
把这个拯救给抵达到他们身上，就是创造之前预备好的。
Among the trees of the garden.
他们就是在伊甸园的树木中听到神的脚步声。
And they hid from the Lord God Yahweh, my friend, among the trees of the garden.
就藏在伊甸园里的树木中躲避耶和华的面。
Look at now the announcement of the eternal gospel.
看一下神现在宣布永远的福音。
But the Lord God called out to man in a loud voice, Adam, where are you? Where are you, my son?
耶和华神呼唤那人，对他们说：“你在哪里，亚当啊，我的儿子，你在哪里？”
Adam and Eve, where are you, my children? Where are you?
亚当、夏娃，我的儿女们，你在哪里呢？这就是永远的福音。羊儿来吃掉你了吗？豹子来吃掉你了吗？狮子来吃掉你了吗？
These three words, where are you? Is the advancement of the grace of God to fallen man. God revealing the eternal gospel.
这句话就把神的恩典，就是给人类，堕落的人类介绍的。神现在把这永远的福音显现在你人类面前。第十节神说，然后他回答了，我已经听了我的主啊，在园中听见你的声音了，我的主啊，我就害怕，因为我发现我是赤身露体的，因此我的主啊，我就藏起来了，我要躲避你了。
And God now announcing to Adam and Eve the everlasting gospel.
看一下这种堕落的状态，然后在这样的状态下，神现在给亚当和夏娃，给他们显现永远的福音。
And then you see blessed people.
然后你们看一下蒙福的人们。
In verse 15, then he releases the gospel. He finally tells them about it.
十五节在那把这个福音释放出来了，就告诉他们。
And he says, I'll put enmity between you and the woman.
我把这个仇恨，你和女人彼此、之间就放下来。这个仇恨就是跟这个蛇撒旦跟他说，你的后裔和女人的后裔之间也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要粉碎你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。
Now he revealed, he said, Don't worry, Jesus was already slain before the laying of the foundations of the earth.
他们神说不用担心，耶稣已经被杀了，就是把这个世界的根基被造之前，耶稣基督已经被杀了。然后现在给他们亚当和夏娃，给他们显现这美丽的拯救的计划，永远的福音，永恒的福音。把这个蛇跟神的儿女之间带过来仇恨，带过来这个分别的这永远的福音。撒旦跟神的儿女是分别的。那最终二十五节就会这样的。
Then the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服21节
he finally revealed to them what he had prepared beforehand by slaughtering a lamb.
给他们穿就是杀掉羔羊来神准备的是什么就是给他们这么显现出来了给他们穿上了
in other words that he has prepared the blood of the lamb.
换言之他已经预备好了羔羊的宝血
And that's why in Ezekiel 33:11 he says
以西结33:11神说
The Lord does not take pleasure
神并不喜悦
In the death and the perishing of the sinful
是恶人灭亡神不喜悦跟他们说
As surely as I live declares the Yahweh of hosts
主耶和华说我指着我的永生启示
I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked
我端不喜悦恶人死亡
But rather
为喜悦
that they should turn away from their sins
恶人转离所行的道而活
But rather They should turn from their wicked ways.
我喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。
Turn,
以色列家呀，你们转回，转回吧，离开恶道。
Why will you die?
何必死亡呢
？People of Israel,
以色列的家呀。
This is what drives the heart of God.
这就是神的心愿意的事情
when God, you look at the heart of God,
当你看到神的心他多么的想着 人呢 他多么的考虑着人他有好计划要给人的
to bring them into his kingdom.
要把他们带到神的国度
He does not take pleasure in the perishing of somebody into the lake of fire.
他不喜悦有些人在地狱的火湖里被灭亡
This is very serious.
这是非常的严肃
He takes no pleasure.
神不喜悦
In the perishing of human beings,
人类的灭亡
In the perishing of a sinner,
罪人的死亡
But he prefers that everybody be given a chance to repent and come into the knowledge of the Christ.
神更喜悦所有的人都有机会来悔改然后呢来到达到认识基督的基础上
Tell them to restore back to the pulpit the eternal gospel, the everlasting message of God.
这样你就知道了神为什么要求你们更替这个讲台然后恢复修复永远的福音神永恒的福音
I'm going to come back to you
我会再来的
because we have a celebration right here
因为我们在这要进行庆祝
but for those who want to receive the Lord
可是那些愿意接受主耶稣基督的
repeat after me right now
现在跟我一起祷告
say mighty Lord Jesus
强大的主耶稣
today I totally surrender into your hands
我今天彻底的降服于你的手中
and I receive you my Lord Jesus
我接受你我的主耶稣在我的心中作为我的主和我的救主并且我请求我的主耶稣饶恕我所有的罪洗净我的心用那永恒的血来强大的主耶稣
I receive today the gift of eternal life
我今天接受这永生的礼物
that you ordained for us before the creation of time
创造时间之前你已经为我们预备好的
and revealed to us at the Calvary cross
在加略山十字架给我们显现的
I receive eternal life
我接受永生
and I ask you to establish the cross and the blood in my heart
并且我请求主来在我心中建立你的十字架和宝血
that you may purge all sin from my life
好让我在我生命当中洁净所有一切的罪
and fill me with the Holy Spirit
用圣灵来充满我
that I may walk a righteous walk
好让我走在公义当中
and walk in holiness
圣洁当中行走
and that you may take me to the eternal kingdom of God
好让你把我带去你永恒的国度神永远福音的家主耶稣我谢谢你我感谢你
gospel,
赐给我们这永远的福音
but have the eternal power,
有 永恒的力量
to give us eternal life,
给我们永生的力量
in the mighty name of Jesus,
以强大的耶稣圣名来
I am born again,
我今天重生了
Amen,
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.